The Eagles head to Tampa this weekend to face the Buccaneers. And with young rookies getting repetitions all over the field, there's plenty to dissect and to hold our interest. On this week's show, we'll look at the development of rookies Nick Foles and Bryce Brown. Plus, we'll go inside all the key matchups in Tampa. That's coming up right now on Eagles Game Plan. Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. I'm Brian Baldinger along with Ike Reese and Mike Quick. And guys, let's just take a second here to go back and look at that Dallas loss, 38-33. Ike, what'd you take away from that game?
I came away feeling positive, honestly. You had young, energetic guys on the offensive side of the football that played that way. They were able to put up 33 points plus the punt return from Demaryius Johnson. We haven't seen 30 plus points all year, Baldy. At least not for the Eagles. We haven't.
New territory.
So, yeah, I feel good. You know, that's what these games are about progressing.
The offensive line I thought was great. I thought they had their best game the entire season. Nick Foles looked very good. And Bryce Brown, boy, he continues to just dazzle us.
Ike, big news coming out this week, obviously, is Nick Foles has been named a starter for the last four games of the season. What's your thoughts?
I think it's the right move. I mean, I really do. You see where they're at this point in the season, 3-9. Mm-hmm. It's all about next year from here on out. They're trying to get a gauge on the young talent that's there, and they want to see them in live game action. This is about the future.
Ike, it's time to kind of give the obligatory rookie quarterback report here on Nick Foles, some of the things that we liked last week. Let's start with some of these early throws right now.
Well, let's just say, of his three starts, this is the best one thus far. He has improved each week, and I thought he looked comfortable in the pocket this week versus Dallas.
Well, one thing is, you know, he's comfortable, and certainly his size plays a role here. I mean, the ability to stay in there and take a hit from Ernie Sims like that and keep his eyes on the target. It's even more clear here from the end zone when Ernie Sims comes in here, hits him right in the mouth, how he's able to stay in there and be patient to deliver the ball.
And he knows the blitz is coming from his left. He knows he's about to take a big shot. He stays in there, and he gives Brent Celek time to clear the linebacker, and he puts the ball in the spot right where Celek could catch it, and it's a big first down.
This is a big play right here, right before the end of the first half. It put the Eagles in position to get this ball in that cover two hole here to put him in position to kick that field goal before the end of the half.
Yeah, and like you said, cover two is the key there. You have to be a special quarterback to hit that small window in between that safety and that corner that's sinking.
Small window and moving target.
Yeah, buddy.
And gets the ball to Avant in stride where he can catch it comfortably and still step out of bounds to stop the clock.
That's a big lead throw right there, Baldy. He shows touch, he shows arm strength, and he puts the ball in the perfect spot to where it carries Avant right out of bounds to stop the clock.
And nobody has more sacks in the league over the last 7 years than number 94, DeMarcus Ware. And he's going to be right in his grill right here. And you can see the poise that he has right now to sidestep Ware, keep his eyes down the field here, protect the ball, all those kind of things that you go, okay, these are good mechanics.
Yeah, and here's the thing. He doesn't get rattled. He got the best pass rusher in all of football coming after him here. This guy is rolling to his left and Nick Foles. This is not what you typically teach a quarterback to do, but he's rolling out here to his left, and he's throwing, again, to a moving target and almost delivers a perfect pass there to Jason.
Never took his eyes off the prize, too, Ike. I mean, so he could feel the rush without looking at the rush. Yeah. I don't know that you can actually teach that sometimes to certain players, but he seems to have a good instinct about it.
Yeah, and he has a natural feel for playing the quarterback position. I know he didn't win a lot of ball games out there in college at Arizona, but the guy had a lot of starts. He knows how to play the position, broke Drew Brees' passing records in high school. I think he can throw the pigskin a little bit.
Ike, we have a lot more to get to. In fact, Mike is going to take us inside the red zone rushing attack and why it's been so productive the last couple weeks.
Thanks, Baldy. We're going to take a look at some outstanding plus 20 running the football. A little Bryce Brown action. Great blocking. You see, King Dunlap gets a kick out right here. You get the guard pulling around, and you'll get a great reach block right here, and he'll seal that inside in just a great running lane. And watch the explosion out of Bryce Brown getting through the gap. Just a great job of everybody doing their job, getting a hat on a hat, and creating that run lane for Bryce Brown. And here again, everybody doing their job up front. This play, when most teams run it, they're going to run it to this open side. But the Eagles will start it to the open side, but then Bryce Brown will find an opening right here in the B gap, and he'll exploit that opening. You get the guard going across, and when Bryce Brown gets the football, he could follow that guard. That's where it's designed to go. But he sees this running lane, and right away, he explodes through the running lane and into the end zone. Offensive line now just doing an outstanding job in the run game, creating run lanes for Bryce Brown, and what a powerful young runner he has turned out to be.
Well, thanks, Mike. Ike, obviously a change took place this week. Jim Washburn out. Tommy Brazier in. You were here when Tommy Brazier was the defensive line coach of the Eagles. What can you say about him?
He's going to demand excellence out of you. Here's a coach who knows his stuff. And more importantly, here's a coach that's going to tie his philosophy and pass rushing techniques into the defense.
And obviously, all he's going to demand right now is effort. You just give me effort. We'll figure out techniques and scheme and all that stuff, but that's what he's looking for.
Yeah, and that's at the top of his list. Give me maximum effort, and we'll coach you up on the other things.
Right.
But I can't coach effort. That has to be innate.
Now, one guy I thought that played with great effort in Dallas was Brandon Graham. You know, because I thought he really dominated the right tackle here of the Cowboys, Doug Free. And here he is just basically using his hands, as you were taught by Tommy Brazier, hands, and controlling the man is everything.
Yeah, I sit here and I look at Brandon Graham. He's starting, I don't want to go overboard here, he's starting to remind me a little bit of another Eagle great, Hugh Douglas. Tommy Brazier know a lot about that. When I mean by that, you're talking about a guy who uses his small height, his pad level to get under defensive, his pad level to get under offensive tackles, and he does a great job of generating power.
Well, what he does here to Free is he's going to come and shock him. He's going to shock him, okay, and then he's going to disengage. I mean, that's everything. Not to stay blocked. So now he shocks him, he gets disengaged, and he takes Romo down.
Yeah, once he disengages from Doug Free, I like the mini explosion. That's a burst right there.
Yeah.
That's a burst that we hadn't seen from Brandon Graham the previous 2 years here. You can tell he's starting to get back to 100% healthy, and that's a play there that I watched him make in the Big Ten his whole college career. He's starting to look like the guy who was an All-American at the University of Michigan.
I was going to say, he's starting to look like more like a Wolverine right now. Here he is again, coming right at Doug Free. Again, just a quick escape right now where he's really kind of figured out leverage and hands, walking Doug Free right back into Romo's lap. Going to share a sack here on this play from the other side along with Trent Cole.
Well, what he's doing here, Barty, he knows as a smaller defensive end, most tackles are going to be cognizant of his speed.
Yeah.
They're going to set deep to not let him get around him, but he's surprising them with his strength, and he's added a lot of bull rushes to his pass rushing repertoire.
And what he's done is he's converted speed to power.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to be a good, steady pass rusher in this league, you've got to convert speed to power and collapse that pocket, and that's what he's done. Coming up on the show, the Bucs have the league's best defense against the run and the worst when defending the pass. How will the Eagles attack them? We'll explore that when the Eagles game plan returns. Eagles game plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan, and it's that part of the show right now. We get a chance to welcome in senior producer at NFL Films, Greg Cosell, who spends much of his life sitting in a film room up there evaluating players, schemes, coaches, and teams. And this week, Greg, obviously it's the Tampa Bay Bucs, and their ability to get the ball down the field and their big shot plays that they take probably 4 or 5 times a game where they try to change field position or try to get the ball in the end zone. And you have a play that you saw from last week's loss to Denver that you'd like to break down, Greg.
Yeah, and just a quick point, Baldy, you're so right. They're a little old school in their offensive approach. It's the power run game setting up the downfield pass game. It's not a dink and dunk pass game. That's why Freeman's completion percentage isn't necessarily high. But I chose this completion to Mike Williams for a reason. I think it's really reflective of what they do. It's a first and 10 play. They line up with 2 tight ends on the field, 2 wide receivers. Mm-hmm. But neither tight end is Dallas Clark because they want to make it appear as if they're going to run the ball and not throw it. And what that does is it creates a situation for the Denver Broncos where they play what we call quarters coverage, where both safeties have a run responsibility. And they go counter action to the strong side, and the safety to that side peeks into the backfield and plays the run. But what's really important here is what Mike Williams does. He's the strong side receiver. He takes a hard inside stem as if he's going to block the safety.
Yep.
But what that does, Baldy, and you probably know all about this, that distorts the coverage responsibilities of the corner and the safety. The corner, Harris, starts to pass him off to the safety, but the safety's playing the run.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, Harris goes, uh-oh, I better run with him. But by that point, Williams is sprinting and gets over the top of the defense. Freeman, well-protected due to the play action, is able to throw the ball 40 yards down the field for a big gain. A play like that is very representative of what the Bucs do with their pass game off run action.
And the fact is, Greg, you've got this monster running back, and Doug Martin, who's having a great year. Your keys, your run fits have got to be nearly perfect because this kid makes you pay.
And the thing is, you mentioned Doug Martin, the runner, and he's a downhill runner with great velocity. And he gets extra yards, so he's a sustaining kind of runner. But speaking to the pass game, I think the safeties really have to be disciplined because they are going to be put in a conflict on a number of plays where they'll be uncertain as to whether it's run or pass, and you have to play with great discipline.
And the conflict you're talking about, Greg, is your eyes. You've really got to trust your eyes, and you've got to really see it. And if you're fooled, they make you pay.
Yeah, and I think as a safety, if you have a run responsibility, unless you're truly right in the box, but if you're playing more quarters, Baldy, and you have the pass responsibility as well, you have to see the ball in Martin's hands before you attack downhill. Because if it's not in Martin's hands, they will beat you over the top.
Greg, as always, thanks a lot for your insight to the Tampa offense. We'll be joining you next week. Right now, I'd like to toss it over to Ike and Mike, who are standing by with a little bit about the Tampa secondary and some of the issues that they're having.
Thanks, Baldy. Well, Mike, you know, Baldy and Greg just finished talking about that vaunted Tampa Bay offense. Let's focus on their defense and see where the Eagles possibly could take advantage of the 32nd ranked passing defense in the NFL.
A lot of holes in that secondary, Ike. You know, a lot of high, single high safeties, but mostly you're going to see a lot of that Tampa 2. But in that Tampa 2, there's a big void on the outside that I think Nick Foles will be able to take advantage of.
Yeah, when you look at these corners, Leonard Johnson here lined up against Demaryius Thomas on the outside. Peyton Manning knows he has an undrafted rookie out there. He's going right at him.
Well, and what Peyton knows, too, he doesn't run that well. He doesn't turn his hips that well. And as soon as that receiver gets on top of him, he's beaten. You can get right by him, and you'll see Johnson try and tug at his jersey as he goes by him. But right away, he knows he's beaten on this play.
Here again against the Atlanta Falcons, we're going to see Matt Ryan. He notices Julio Jones down here against Leonard Johnson, sees there's a possibility that if he beats the bump, he can get him deep.
Well, and right away, it's single coverage on the outside. You see that safety running towards the middle. He knows right away. And, you know, an experienced quarterback like this, he's going to manipulate that safety by just moving his eyes from one side to another and knowing that he wants to go to the right side down the field with the football.
Now, we know the Eagles will have an advantage when they face the 32nd passing defense in the league. Well, let's take a look at Bryce Brown to see how he'll fare against the number one rushing defense in the league.
Bryce Brown is having one of the most exciting rookie seasons an Eagles running back has ever had. And unlike most 225-pounders, Brown does most of his damage running to the outside. With his ability to turn the corner and break a big play on nearly every handoff, Brown has given the Eagles one of the most dangerous downfield rushing attacks in the NFL. At 6.5 yards per carry, Brown currently ranks second in the NFL in yards per attempt. Only C.J. Spiller is more productive on a per-carry basis. A breakdown of Brown's runs by direction reveals that Brown is most dangerous when running to the outside, averaging an amazing 7.8 yards per carry on runs around left and right end. That figure should come as no surprise to fans who saw Brown peel off huge runs to the outside against the Saints, Panthers, and Cowboys. Now, Brown had a 65-yard run against the Panthers and some other big rushes against the Cowboys and Saints. And of course, a couple of big runs can really inflate a running back's average. But even if you take Brown's three longest runs out of the equation, he still averages 4.3 yards per carry on outside runs and 4.8 yards per rush overall, both better than the league average. Brown doesn't just break off a big run now and then. He produces consistent yardage. But the big plays are what make Bryce Brown truly special. Football Outsiders isolates runs of more than 5 and more than 10 yards downfield, so that teams can be ranked on their open field rushing ability. The Eagles rank 5th in the NFL in open field rushing yardage. Shady McCoy had a lot to do with that, but Brown had more. 41.4% of Brown's carries gain over 5 yards. And a whopping 18.7% of them gain over 10 yards. That means Brown breaks in the open field on 1 out of almost every 5 rushes. That's more than Shady and nearly twice the league average. The Eagles are going to need Bryce Brown's big play rushing ability against a very stingy Buccaneers defense. The Buccaneers have allowed just 5 runs of 20 or more yards all season long. 1 or 2 big runs could have a big impact against the Buccaneers this week. But just as important, Bryce Brown's breakaway ability makes him somebody to be excited about moving forward.
How will the Eagles defense look to contain rookie rushing sensation Doug Martin? We're breaking that down next when Eagles Game Plan returns. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. And Mike, it's time to take a look at the rookie running sensation for Tampa, Doug Martin, who is really on a tear, and he's a really good player. And he runs two really good plays. He runs power, yeah, and he runs counter.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at some of these plays, because the Eagles are going to have their hands full stopping this guy.
Well, he's sensational. After 12 games, he's already rushed for over 1,000 yards, almost 5 yards per carry. He's sensational.
Okay, so let's take a look. And the Raiders, he had a big game that day, over 200 yards rushing.
Yeah.
But what you're going to get is you got Dallas Clark here, you got your tight end, Eric Lorick, and they're going to pull this off guard around. This is power. Right. They're trying to really cut the defense in half and create this alley. And then Doug Martin, because of his power and his running ability, he's going to make guys miss here and break tackles right there. The guy's got great ball security, Mike. But right there, right now, he breaks the tackle, the safety right now, Patrick Lee here. And now he's off to the races. And you can see he's going to run away from the defense right now. That ball is high and tight, the way it's supposed to be carried. Makes the safety miss. Matt Giordano at the very end walks in for one of his 3 touchdowns. And here it is again, Mike. Here's this power play, okay? You're going to block down, 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 and pull this off guard around, yep, with the fullback. There's a lot of bodies coming through that hole. They've got to be ready for this play, Mike.
One of the things they do so well,
yeah,
away from the football, they're going to bring a guy in motion almost every time, or they're going to pull a guard,
yep,
to the football and create running lanes.
You can see the power right there. I mean, if you don't get a lot of bodies, this guy, he's going to break tackles, Mike. Now, here's a play that's very difficult to defend. This is a scissors play, okay?
Yeah.
You're going to get the fullback going this way, and so linebackers reading their keys bite that way, but now they're pulling me off guard, Jeremy Zuta,
yep,
with a counter step. Another counter action, but off scissors action,
yeah,
where the fullback and running back go in opposite directions.
Fullback going left out of the I formation, that counter step to the left, and getting all that defense going in that direction, and then he counters.
The result, Mike, of, yeah, his action is the middle linebacker, Luke Kuechly, right here,
out of,
because
play,
he steps this way, watch, he's always behind the play right now.
That's the purpose of that counter step,
yep,
to get that middle linebacker thinking one way and taking it back the other way, just setting up all the blocks.
Run fits, run keys, Mike, and tackling is so important against this back, Doug Martin. He's been held under 100 for the last 2 weeks. I think he's going to be hungry this week.
Powerful guy.
Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. Guys, it's time for just final thoughts. 8-game losing streak. What do the Eagles need to do to just stop the longest losing streak in the Andy Reid era?
See, I think it's still an exciting time because we're going to get to see a lot of young players, and we're going to get to see guys that are enthused about playing. Guys are going to give maximum effort. And I think that they just have to continue what we saw last week. I thought the offense looked very good. They can score points now. If the defense can come up a little bit, I think there's a good chance that they can get a win against the Tampa Bay Bucs.
Is it just as much, Ike, right now about just taking care of the football? If they just don't turn it over, they can get themselves a win? Is that where it's at?
I think that's part of it. I really do. But the problem going into Tampa facing this offense and Josh Freeman, Doug Martin, Vincent Jackson, Mike Williams,
they got playmakers.
We're going to need our defense to step up,
yeah,
and start playing much better than they have over the last 6 weeks. Tampa is averaging almost 30 points over the last 4 or 5 weeks. They're rolling. You're going to have to bring your big boy pads this,
yeah,
weekend.
We're going to bring our big boy pads here. We'll be back here next week for Brian Baldinger, Mike Quick, and Ike Reese. We'll be back here next week on Eagles Game Plan. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.